I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on December 12, 2019. Today, the KDE project released updates to a host of applications, programmer libraries, and feature plugins. In doing so, it dropped the KDE applications tag for this diverse set of software, and in the future will simply refer to items as being provided by KDE's release service. Apart from the branding change, significant updates to the actual applications saw KDE's project planning tool, Calligra Plan, receive its first major release in almost 2 years. And KDE Connect has undergone a user interface rewrite to enable it to run on mobile Linux platforms like the PinePhone and the Librem 5, as well as on Android. Electron has become the latest member of the incubator program run by the OpenJS Foundation. Electron was originally developed by GitHub, and while the project has seen contributions by developers from outside of the company grow, it hopes that the move to its new home will help cement its status as a genuinely vendor-neutral community project. Oracle has released version 6.1 of VirtualBox. And while the headline changes are probably only of interest to those running Oracle Cloud Services, it does include a new feature that will likely be more widely appreciated. In addition to bumping Linux kernel support up to version 5.4, this release sees VirtualBox extend its support for nested virtualization, a technology that allows you to run other hypervisors within a VirtualBox guest instance. While previously only available for AMD processors, Oracle has now extended their support so that Intel CPUs from Broadwell and up can take full advantage of nested virtualization. Version 8.2 of the Vim editor has been released, bringing support for pop-up text windows. The feature is primarily targeted towards plugin developers, who will be able to use it to display message boxes or provide features like code snippet completion hints to end users. And the project has also created a game called Killer Sheep to showcase the new functionality in this release. If you're a Vim user, why not give it a try after this episode? That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/67.